This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here with Team Zuo, who is the CEO of Zora and founder as well. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me, Robert.
So Zora is a different company. It was founded in 2007 and has grown dramatically, but is really taking by storm what you call the subscription economy.
That's right.
Talk about what the subscription economy is.
Well, the subscription economy is this idea that every day that passes, you and I are finding ourselves buying less and less stuff, right? We don't need to buy things for what we need anymore. Why buy a car when you can get from point A to point B with services like Lyft or Zipcar or Uber? You know, why buy songs or DVDs or CDs if you can get any music you want on Apple Music or any movie that you want on Netflix or HBO or any of these streaming services? Why even buy software applications when you can just point your browser or your phone to the cloud, to a Google or a Salesforce.com, and do any the thing that you need to do for work? And so this whole idea of not having to buy things and instead running your life on a set of services that you subscribe to is what we mean by the subscription economy.
And a lot of it seems to be millennial-driven in terms of the shared economy.
Well, the millennials definitely have a skew towards needing to buy less. They're buying less cars. They're buying, you know, they're delaying their house purchases, right? They're living with each other on Airbnb. But this is a global phenomenon, right? We're seeing, you know, even you and I, you know, I'm certainly not a millennial. I'm a Gen Xer. I find myself just buying less and less stuff once I have access to something on a phone that I can get for what I need. You know, why go back and buy it, right? Once you use Salesforce, there's not really going back to an SAP or an Oracle. And once you, the more you use Uber, the more you question why you actually have to purchase a car. We went down from a two-car family down to a one-car family because the availability of these transportation services.
And it's interesting you mentioned Salesforce. Some interesting stories there, which we will learn later about Teen's background and how he got into this.
Sure.
Fascinating stories there. But let's talk more about this. How does this apply to a regular business? Let's say someone has a newspaper. How could they use something in the subscription economy, or can't they?
Yeah, so the subscription economy is a big mindset shift. And if you look at the last, you know, call it 100-120 years, right, ever since, you know, the whole concept of mass production, the whole concept of assembly lines, right? Once you had mass production, you know, 100-120 years ago, the whole goal of a company was to ship as many products as you can. Right, we all know the saying, you can have any color as long as it's black, because the goal was to be able to ship products efficiently. If you can ship the most products, if you can drive down your marginal cost per product, that's how you compete, if you will. The subscription economy is about shifting that, bringing the customer back into the picture. You know who your customers are, and what is it that your customers are trying to do? What is the outcome that they want? And so instead of seeing my business as I need to sell more cars, think of your business as I have 3,000, 3 million, 5 million people out there that are comfortable with my brand as a transportation brand, their transportation needs, and how can I use technology today, cloud computing, mobile phones, Internet of Things, big data, whatever it happens to be, to create a brand new experience and a brand new service for that customer. And when you think of it this way, any company, as our claim, can be a subscription economy company.
Any company. Okay, let's say, what about like a cement company?
So you know, we used to play these games sitting around, right, late at night after dinner, right, the wine's flowing. What is the last company that can become a subscription economy company? And the key thing is not to think about what you do as, instead of selling it to you, I'm going to rent it to you, right? So instead of selling you cement, I'm going to let you use my cement as a service. That's not what it's about. It's about saying, well, who is the buyer of a cement? What are they trying to do? They're construction companies, right? They're flooring companies. And if you look at it that way, we actually have a customer that came to us about a year and a half ago, which was a flooring company. And we actually talked to them and said, well, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to sell floors as a service, you know, so I don't have to buy the tiles, the hardwood floors? They're like, no. What we're doing is, in today's modern technology, we actually have 40 deployments where we put sensors underneath the floors. And so we can actually detect where people are moving to. They call it the ultimate connected product, because you and I, you know, we're people, we're not birds, and we're always connected to the floors. And so they're gathering all this information, and they're inventing brand new services and brand new revenue models, right? Retail applications, hospital applications, public space applications. Because once the floors become smart floors and they're collecting all this data, it opens up an entire new set of services that you can provide, an entire new revenue streams. And that's what's truly exciting, the biggest companies in the world, about this shift to the subscription economy.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Teen Zuo, who is the founder and CEO of Zoro. And when we look at businesses, let's say we have about 600,000 people listening in. Now, they all have different types of businesses. What is the first thing a business owner should think about when they're saying, how can my business utilize and take advantage of the subscription economy?
Well, you probably have customers today, and you probably starting to think about your customers as an owner of a business, right? But inside, you're probably thinking about your business model in terms of the product that I sell to that customer, right? I'm a lawyer and I sell hours, right? I am a newspaper company. I sell issues through a newsstand or through home delivery, right? I'm a movie producer and I sell movie tickets. And that's how I think about my business. And the more units of that thing, the more movie tickets, the more newspapers, the more hours I sell, the more money that I make. We like to tell people, flip the script on that. Think about your customers. And don't think about your customers as an endpoint, as somebody whose sole purpose it is to buy your product. Think about customers as a set of needs that they have, right? And take out a blank sheet of paper and say, well, how can I fulfill those needs with my expertise, with my assets, which are my products, but really using, you know, the technical capabilities that you have today, right? Whatever it is, right? Sensors, internet. And it doesn't have to be big and complex. You don't have to be a big manufacturing putting sensors. But, you know what your customers today with through email, through simple marketing applications, like, you know, from companies like HubSpot. You can get to know who your customers are, and you can rethink what you do as delivering an outcome to those customers versus getting them to buy a physical product that you have.
So we're no longer focusing on inventory, no longer focusing on product. We are focusing, though, intently on customers.
That's exactly right. And so we're not saying inventory is not important, but if you look at Apple, you know, every day that passes, it matters less how many phones and iPads they ship. It matters how many Apple IDs do they have, and what is the value of that Apple ID. Right, this Apple ID, well, they simply buy a Mac every 5 years. This Apple ID subscribes to Apple Music. They subscribe to Apple Storage. They've got 3 phones in their family, and they buy a new Mac every single year. Right, and to think about it that way, and what other services can you sell to the customer? So I would say, look, start listing out to all your customers. Maybe you have 1,000 customers. Maybe you have 10,000. Maybe you have 100. Maybe you have 1,000,000 customers. And think about, what is the value that I'm getting per customer, and then what is it? How can I increase the value that I deliver to the customer in terms of the outcomes that they are seeking? And then find interesting ways to monetize that, right? And that might go beyond simply trying to sell them a product.
What's an example of a customer you worked with where it was a real challenge and you're saying, how can we really help them? But at the end of the day, you were able to help them, or maybe you couldn't.
Well, you brought up newspapers. I mean, that is a fantastic example, right? Where we all know that print newspaper is on the decline. Right, people are consuming news less and less in print, and they're buying less and less on the newsstand. But that being said, at the same time, right, the New York Times has always had a loyal customer base. The Boston Globe has a loyal customer base. The Financial Times has a loyal customer base, and they get value from the information that they get from the New York Times. If they grew up with the New York Times, as a New Yorker myself, I still consume, or I still read the New York Times in California because I have a harder time, you know, reading a paper that I didn't grow up with. And so instead of thinking of it as, you know, I'm selling a newspaper, now I'm trying to sell an article. Well, how do I sell an article? And an article is online. Well, will people pay for an article? say, no, 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 I've got 250,000, 500,000. The New York Times has 1 million people now that have a loyalty to the brand, and will pay money, right, for an engagement with the brand. And they don't care where they consume the news, right? They just care about the quality of the news, right? I'll consume it on my phone. I'll consume it on my iPad. If I'm on the subway, maybe I will take a paper. Oh, on the weekend, on the Sunday, I like to spread out on my coffee table and I want to read the New York Times Magazine. And so who cares? But think about it as subscribers and what you can do for your subscribers. And when you break that thinking, look at where the New York Times has gone. They've gone way beyond articles into building communities, building interactive content. They have events. They have Times Premier memberships. They give you access, if you're a higher level membership, to key journalists that you like to follow. And so they've been able to reignite their growth, if you will, by stop thinking of themselves as selling newspapers and thinking of themselves as having subscribers and increasing subscribers around the world and having a level of engagement with subscribers that they couldn't do when they were just selling newspapers.
This is Robert Greece on the CEO Show, and we're here with Team Zuo, and he is the founder and CEO of Zora, and we're talking about the subscription economy, and all of you just think about this. Forget about your products. Think about your customers and how you can engage them, and it's really because of the cloud that you can reach out to people in more robust ways. When we come back,
are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Robert Griese on the CEO Show, and we're here with Team Zuo, and he is the founder and CEO of Zora. And this is really the company that has, I would say, started and really been at the forefront of the subscription economy. And the subscription economy now is about $100 billion, maybe I think $102 billion is the last I saw. Pretty robust economy.
It's getting pretty big, and we believe that all companies one day will move to the subscription economy, and this is really the future.
Before we talk about your past, 5 years from now, what will the subscription economy be?
I think this thing is going to happen much, much faster. I think we are going to find ourselves really not having to buy anything, and you can satisfy your lives around a set of services, right? And you are going to see the millennials first. They're going to live in one of these We Live apartments that are coming out, right, because they want to continue their college experience inside the work environment. They're not going to own a car. They're going to use a set of transportation services, some public, some private, to get around town. They're not going to own any DVDs or songs or simply going to subscribe to services for the entertainment needs. When they need to eat, they'll simply point their phone at one of the services and food will magically show up in their location. And when they want to travel, you know, overseas, they're going to sign up for a subscription service that will take care of everything, right? You know, the plane ride, the boat ride, the hotel, and wrap it all around an interesting experience. This is going to happen much faster, we think, and that's what the world is going to look like
and
5 years from now.
And who will be the winners and the losers in this economy? I know you're saying Zora will be one of the winners.
Well, we want to be a platform certainly to sell to the companies, but the real winners and losers are going to come out of the industries themselves. And it's an open question of whether the winner will be a new startup that doesn't exist today or that is so-called disrupting their industries, right, like an Uber, or the winners are going to be an incumbent company. We're seeing really in today's world the businesses, the biggest businesses are realizing the shift. They're realizing it because their customers are demanding these new alternative consumption models, if you will. We did a study where about 80% of the companies around the world are saying their customers are asking for these alternative consumption models. So they're very, very aware of this. And the asset, the advantage that these big companies have is they have customers, right? Ford has a lot of customers. IBM has a lot of customers. And so their question is, can I reinvent myself to have a different level of engagement with my customers where I know who they are, right? You think about the difference between an Amazon and a Walmart. And most people say, well, Amazon's e-commerce and Walmart is bricks and mortars, right? But now you're seeing Amazon open stores, and Walmart probably does a few billion dollars a year on their online site. The difference is not that. The difference is that Amazon tracks everything you do back to your Amazon ID. So you can log back into Amazon, and you can actually see the first thing you ever purchased from Amazon, which for me in 97 was a book, not surprisingly. And if you look at how the Amazon store is designed up in Seattle, they want to track you. There's no prices. You have to take out your phone and point it to the book. Why is that? Because they're trying to reproduce that online experience where they know what you're looking at. They know who you are. Walmart. There's 100 million people, a third of the U.S. population, that walks into a Walmart every 2 or 3 weeks. They buy something and they check out. I mean, that's a staggering number. But Walmart has no clue who they are, right? They pay cash. Even if it's a credit card, it's just a transaction ID. And Walmart is not building that rich history. This is why Amazon can go to all these places. They can sell you an Echo. They can sell you groceries. They can sell you movies. Now, you think about yourself. You're not walking around today with a Coke ID. You're not walking around with a Nike ID. But look at what Coke is doing with their new vending machines. You can actually pick up your phone, buy a Coke that's customized to your specific taste. They'll customize a syrup formula specific to your taste. But more importantly, they know that it's you. And over time, your Coke ID will become, if they do their job, right, a bigger and bigger part of your beverage consumption life. And you'll have a relationship with Coke that transcends the can that you bought, right, into a whole set of things that are meaningful to you in this area of your life.
Let's talk about you personally. What was one of the biggest challenges you had to overcome in building Zora?
Well, I would say that one of the biggest growth areas is becoming a CEO of a company. I mean, you have this idea as an entrepreneur and a founder, right, instead of taking over a company, a vision that you want to take something. You go through the first 3 employees, the first 15 employees, the 30 employees. It's a small team, and we're all sort of committed to the team. One day you wake up and you find that you've got a 150-person organization, you've got a 300-person organization, you've got a 600-person organization. That organization is around the world. You're used to being able to know every single employee and having a deep personal relationship with them. You can't do that at 600 people, especially when your folks are in Tokyo, they're in Berlin, right? They're in Milan, they're in Sydney. And so there's a set of personal growth challenges that really comes with starting and then growing as the CEO of a company that's very, very different than, say, I went through the General Motors or the IBM career track, and now I'm trained to go and take over in organizations and run it. And so from a personal development standpoint, I would say that certainly is one of the bigger challenges, but also one of the
bigger challenges. How did you overcome that? I'm not sure, but I'm assuming you did overcome that.
Yeah.
But how did you?
Well, it's the key thing is reinvention. And so it almost feels like every 6 to 12 months, I've got to take out a clean sheet of paper and then redesign my role.
Now, will you actually do that? You're at home, like on a Sunday night, you'll take a sheet of paper and write it out? Or how do you do that?
Well, you get to these moments where you feel like, things aren't quite working anymore, right? It used to work in terms of I had an idea in my head and the organization executed on it, and now it's not working. And you talk to the people in the company, and you'll hear things like the left hand doesn't quite know what the right hand is doing. We're becoming a siloed organization. Management is getting clueless about what's going on the ground, right? These are typically the signs, early signs that you've got to reinvent yourself. And so there was one time 4 or 5 years ago where I said, look, I'm doing too much. And so how do I take out a clean sheet of paper and write down a few number of things that I do? And I came down with 4 things. And it was be the leading evangelist of the subscription economy, something that only I can do, right? It was to manage and align the organization across 2 layers of the organization. We were about 150, 200 people there, and I thought that was important. It was to be the functional architect. I was very deep in the design of our product, right? And I've since passed it on to others. And then be the chief people officer, since we didn't have a head of HR at the time. And everything else I felt like I can assign, delegate to somebody else. I have to work with somebody, but somebody else would own it and not me. And then I had to go to the organization and explain that to them because they were used to me doing everything at the time. Right? It says, from now on, these are the only things that I focus on. Right? And then systematically, how can I eliminate that and bring it down? And today, at our company size, literally, what am I responsible for? I'm responsible for hiring and firing my direct reports. And I'm responsible for fundraising. I'm responsible for picking my board members. And hopefully that's about it, right? That's about it. I mean, certainly do a lot. I work a lot of hours, right? But my job is to make sure that other people are successful doing these things and that the organization is aligned.
What is the website of Zora?
It's www.zora.com.
And you've 15 seconds left. The future of Zora.
The future of Zora is we want to be the company that really powers all these new generation of companies. If the world is moving from a product economy to a subscription economy, the old generation of companies ran on software companies, software products from ERP products from companies like Oracle and SAP. We think this is a massive once-in-a-century shift in business models, and there's an opportunity for a new software company to arise to power these new breed of companies, whether they're startups or existing large companies, and our goal is to be that company.
Great having you on the CEO show, team.
Great. Thanks, Robert. Thanks for having me.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Hi,
Hi, this is Robert Reese and Albert Reese, the Reeses, on the CEO Customer Experience Show, and we're here today with Cutler Dawson. How are you, Cutler?
I'm fine. It's great to be with you today.
And Cutler is the CEO of Navy Federal Credit Union. It was founded in 1933 with only 7 members. Today, it is the largest credit union in the world with 6 million members. They have over 14,000 employees, have won the 100 Best Companies to Work For list many years, and $76 billion, about maybe $75 billion in assets. So talk about, Cutler, what the business model really is.
Navy Federal is a credit union, and therefore we're owned by the members of the credit union. And so our business model is pretty simple. We take in savings, and then we make loans to members that need loans. And we try very hard to do what's right for our members, and in return, they have been doing a lot of business with us.
Cutler, Navy Federal has seen tremendous growth over the past several years, both from a customer and a deposit perspective. What actions are you guys taking to continue that growth?
We've done a couple things. First of all, we try to maintain the culture that we've always had, and that is doing the right things by our members, putting them in a product or a service that's right for them. And we do that, things just work out well. But in addition to that, we became more aggressive in our marketing a few years ago, and that's made an awareness of us and for members and potential members, and we've seen a big lift in our business as a result.
You know, you're in a service industry. Your employees are very important to you. We have a lot of CEOs talking today about millennials and things that they're doing to attract and retain millennials, so I'm sure that's something you're facing as well. We're now starting to see a next generation coming in that we're referring to as the centennials, and I think the centennials are now entering into the military. So what are you doing when thinking about that generation? What are you thinking about as far as attracting and retaining them, either as employees or as future members?
You know, that's a great question, but we've had a lot of practice for a long time because young men and women, when they join the service, join Navy Federal. And so we've had that crucible to test from for a long time. So I just see it as an evolution, and we have to keep track of who they are and what they want. Last year I was at Great Lakes visiting the new recruits, and I asked them that the question of during boot camp, what did they miss the most? And they said their cell phones. So we've been working real hard on delivery of information and product to them in a digital format.
Yeah, and they like that.
They love that, and that's the way they live their lives. I mean, ever try calling your I've tried calling my daughter and my son, and it takes a special technique to get a hold of them.
Sure. So on a slightly different path here, I know the banks have been faced with a very challenging yield curve for several years now. You got a little bit of relief here last year, a little bit more relief they're talking about coming up in the future. But from Navy Federal's size and market, thinking about that, how has that helped you deal with the yield curve challenge that you've been facing?
You know, I hear a lot of discussion about the yield curve. It really has not impacted us. We are increasing our lending every year. This past year, we made over 340,000 automobile loans alone. If you offer something that's reasonably priced and is fair to the member or the consumer, they're going to take it up, and then you have to do the appropriate things to make it work from there.
This is Robert Reese and Albert Reese on the CEO Customer Experience Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Cutler Dawson, who is the CEO of Navy Federal Credit Union. And before, you had mentioned that you only give products that people want. We've talked earlier about the issue of what you do if people don't believe in your products. Talk about a little bit of your philosophy and explain how that works.
Navy Federal's philosophy is pretty simple. We don't want someone to take our products or services if they're not good for them. In addition to that, Robert, we also talked about that I think it's a very important, extremely important, that we never ask our own employees to present a product or a service that they can't be proud to present. And we've done that, and it really works well for us.
Let's talk more about the culture and the employees, because you've been, this was the highest you've been, but for several years, on the 100 best companies to work for in America. That's Fortune's list. Do you have any unique practices that you use to engage employees?
One that comes to mind, I talk a lot to our folks about loyalty. We believe at Navy Federal that loyalty goes two ways. We want employees, obviously, to be loyal to Navy Federal, but in return, Navy Federal needs to be loyal to them. We have been very fortunate at Navy Federal. In the 83 years that we've existed, we've never had a layoff.
You've never had a layoff?
Never had a layoff. Even in
how can you accomplish that?
We work at it. In 2009, we had a business line that we decided to exit. We had 90 people in that line of work, and we placed every one of them in another position at Navy Federal. That's what I mean by loyalty.
Well, what happens if someone doesn't work out? They don't fit in the culture. They're just not the right cut of the cloth to deliver for your members as you want. What happens in that case?
They go somewhere else to work.
And I bet it's self-selected sometimes,
yeah.
Too, right?
Yeah, and it's not that hard. And our own employees are the best judge of that, and they do a great job at it.
Are there any uniquenesses about your member model of how you reach out to members and deliver for them?
We're very fortunate as a credit union, as I mentioned, that the members actually own the credit union. And we reach out to them, and we try to reach out to them when we think they're ready to listen. What major events are coming up in their life? Are they looking for that first car loan? Are they looking to buy that first house? And how can we make them understand that we're ready to be there when they're ready? That's our key.
So how do you interact? How do you connect with your member community?
You know, we think about that all the time. We try to have all channels available that our members can touch us with. What I mean by that is we have 282 branches around the world. If they want to come into a branch, we believe in a branch network. If they want to call on the telephone, we have 24/7 call center. And by the way, our average speed of answer for this last month was 47 seconds. We're very happy about that.
47 seconds? 47. A lot of companies could learn. How do you do that?
Well,
we
work at it. We try to right-size our force to make that happen, but we also try to create efficiencies in the way we talk to our members on the phone that pays dividends for us. I will tell you that when I first came to Navy Federal 12 years ago, our wait times got to be as much as 45 minutes, not 45 seconds, but minutes. And we said, we're not going to survive in this world if we don't do that.
So did you tell people? What was the process to go from 45 minutes to 45 seconds? That's dramatic change. A lot of people listening in, they probably are trying to figure out how do they handle the customer and member response better.
We went to our board of directors and we said to them, we need to make an investment in people that work at Navy Federal. We need to answer the phone. We need to open more branches. And they said, you're absolutely right. And guess what? When you answer the phone, people will do business with you.
If someone wants to become a member, they want to become a customer of Navy Federal, how would they go about that? And you have about 1 minute before we go to break.
Very quickly.
You don't have to go quickly. You have a minute.
Very quickly. Our membership is those that are on active duty in the military and their families and those that are retired. So the best way to join us is either to marry into a family that is part military, which I would highly recommend myself, or join the service.
Hopefully your wife recommends that as well.
She does. She has actually been a member of Navy Federal longer than I have because her dad was in the Navy.
Touche. And the website is?
The website is www.NavyFederal.org. You can touch us in any way you want.
This is one of the best companies to work for in America, one of the most popular, best member service. So this is Robert Rees, Albert Rees on the CEO Show. We're going to be coming back after the break, speaking with Cutler Dawson, CEO of Navy Credit Federal Union, and we're going to hear about his leadership philosophy. Back in a few.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Robert Reese and Albert Reese on the CEO Customer Experience Show, and we're here today with Cutler Dawson, who is the CEO of Navy Credit Federal Union. And
Navy Federal Credit Union.
I knew I had it wrong, and I wrote, that's because I relied on reading this. Sorry. Navy Federal Credit Union, which has been around since 1933, has $75 billion in assets, 14,000 employees, and is the world's largest credit union with 6 million members. So you joined as CEO in December of 2004. What would you say is most important on your dashboard as a CEO?
Well, that's simple. The most important thing on my dashboard are the employees of Navy Federal. In fact, that's why the board of directors selected me to be the president. They wanted someone that would take good care of the employees.
And that goes very nicely hand in hand with your philosophy on layoffs and those type of things. We've heard other CEOs say once you have the first one, you've broken the trust and you can never restore that. So it's a tremendous policy and practice you're putting in place. I'd like to take us back a minute to the branch philosophy. You've got branches all around the world, and given your member base, it makes sense because your members are everywhere. They're on boats. They're in military units spread out across the world, so that's fantastic. I think we've observed a lot of your largest competitors taking a different approach to branches. They're cutting down services there. They're moving more to online. What's your thinking there, and how are you looking to continue the pace of opening new branches, slow it down? Are you happy where you are, or is it going to continue to expand?
That's a great question. We have, as I mentioned, 282 branches, and we're on pace to open 20 new branches a year for the foreseeable future. But even with that, we think we're a long way away from being overbranched. It's just not a whole lot of branches for the whole country and for those who are sites overseas. But I will tell you that mobile is the future. Last year, we had 440 million mobile hits by our membership. And if we go back 5 years ago, we had no hits. But further to the branches, we see when we put a new branch in, even though members may not go into the branch, we see a lift in the area around our branch because people have a confidence that they can go into the branch.
And thinking about the employees that are out working in the branches, how do you ensure that consistency of quality, of education, of training on your products, your services, just in how they interact with your members?
We think about that all the time. We have very extensive training. We have a culture, though, that is really easy to pass on. We have people that come to work for us, and they quickly adapt to the culture of trying to do the right things by people. We don't have sales goals or quotas. We just try to present a product that's useful for members, and then they take it up.
So somewhere in between the branches and the mobile, you know, you see a lot of the competition, your competition, bringing together technology-centric service centers, you know, ways to interact that don't really touch a human necessarily. What are your thoughts on that, and how does Navy Federal respond to that kind of competition?
I think there's a place for that, but I also think that people like to talk to people sometimes, particularly when they're making a big decision like buying a new home. I was recently in Virginia Beach on the 5th of July visiting one of our branches, and there was a young couple in. He was in the Navy, and he had gotten back the night before from a six-month deployment, and he wanted to talk to someone about getting a mortgage loan. He wanted to do that face-to-face.
And to a person, not a machine.
Yes, and someone that he could trust.
Yeah. So, we, you know, we talked earlier about the millennials, the centennials, both as employees and members. Are you seeing any differences? Do the centennials, do the millennials, when they interact, I'm guessing the centennials still might be a little young, but the millennials are certainly out there and they're members now. Do you see preference differences in them versus maybe the Gen Xers or the baby boomers, Gen Y?
You know, there's a lot of discussion about millennials, and roughly half of our workforce of 14,000 folks are millennials, and they're terrific. They really care about what they do. They really want an organization that they can be proud to work with and for, and they do whatever it takes to make things happen.
Yeah. So your logo starts off with Navy, but you're aspiring to be more than that. You're reaching out. You're not picky, right? We're not gonna discriminate against the other branches. What are you doing to grow beyond the Navy?
You know, I'm chuckling because we think about our name all the time. About 8 years ago, we opened up to all the services. That means Army, Air Force, and Coast Guard. And we thought about a name change, and we said, no, it's not about a name. In fact, people like names that are stable. And we've had this name for 83 years, and why change it now? I met a young Army guy last year at Fort Benning, and I said, why are you here? You're in the Army. He goes, well, I'm a member of Navy Federal. And I said, well, why are you a member of Navy Federal? He said, because you have branches all over the world where I might serve. And I asked him, I said, finally, I said, who does that car belong out to there in the parking lot, that Mustang? He said, that's my car, and I shopped you with three other different lenders, and you had the best rate. I said, well, I got one more question for you. I said, does our name Navy Federal bother you since you're in the Army? He said, no. You know what it's like for me to serve, and that's all I need to know.
That's fantastic.
It's a very simple equation. If you take care of your crew and you lead by example, they will do wonderful things for you. If your crew thinks that you don't have their best interest at heart, they will do the minimum to get by, but they won't be special. So it all starts with your crew, or in this case, the employees of Navy Federal. Do the right things by them, and they're going to exceed anything that you might want them to do.
Anyone who is a leadership mentor to you?
Oh, I've had many along the way. And the ones that have a special place in my heart are the ones that have told me in the past, like Commander Cy Manning, you do the right thing, and I will back you up all the way. And I think that's what leaders should be all about.
That's a powerful message. Finally, the future of Navy Federal.
Our future is bright. We're on a growth path. We're going to add 1,000 new employees into the future. As long as we can maintain the culture, and we're going to maintain it, of doing the right thing by our members, not doing things to them, but doing the right things for them, I see no limit to what we can do.
Well, Cutler, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.